Welcome to the Shitposter.club Anime Review Podcast. I am Dad, your host. With me is Cool Boy Mew.
Hey.
And Full Metal.
I'm back in black, baby.
We got some miscellaneous shit to talk about. Like, holy fuck, someone killed Shinzo Abe.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, with a big iron on his hip and everything.
Yeah, this guy with an improvised shotgun just fucking murdered a world leader.
That's crazy.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
in Japan,
why can't we do that? Sorry. Anyway,
you mind repeating that into my coat pocket?
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say anything.
I have no idea what to say about it because, well, Japanese politics. So it's kind of hard to follow.
Yeah, but Japan has almost no violent crime, so like when his bodyguards heard gunfire, they didn't duck and cover like any reasonable American would. Like, it took until the second shot before they realized what was going on. Poor naive bastards.
Yeah, wasn't the perpetrator Chinese or something? Yeah, that Weibo or whatever.
I don't know if they've revealed much about the perpetrator or his reasons for committing the act.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it.
So you can probably expect security to get more strict around Japan just after they were starting to reduce restrictions due to COVID. Not that I was thinking of visiting, but I know some people were.
Well, I was supposed to visit at some point before COVID hit, and it's not happening for a while now.
Yeah, probably have to give it another year. It sucks. Also, in related news, the author of Love Hina and Negima, Ken Akamatsu, he won a seat in Japan's, what is it, House of Counselors?
Something like that. It's kind of pretty good news. It's just one guy, but it's just one guy that that actually wants to fight against censorship. He also wants to remove the mosaics, I believe.
Oh, the bullshit censorship they still have, even on porn.
Yeah.
So now you can know what a Japanese woman's pussy actually looks like.
Well,
it's sideways, right?
You cool. Yeah. Always have done it because if Western companies actually license their porn, they can actually have it uncensored.
So one good thing can come from Western meddling in Japanese affairs. But I like the guy said he specifically wants to protect freedom of speech. Because his mangas are full of cute girls and that pisses off shitlibs on Twitter. Autistically screeching the past few days.
That's really good because there's been some push. Like, we all know that the UN is dickless, but they've been told to fuck off once and they're not fucking off. And then there's a bunch of international pressure for what is basically the D&D scare 2.0. Like, the sexual content will turn into violence. The exact same bullshit we've had, like, for the last fucking 40 years.
Yeah, people have said that about video games, and it clearly wasn't true. Like, Japan has the worst video game addictions in the world. Except maybe Korea.
As far as I'm aware, we actually have solid studies for both violence and sexual stuff and video games, and it has like no long-term effect. And by no long-term effect, it has like an extremely small short-term effect, basically the equivalence of you getting excited during like a cool action scene in a movie. That's about it.
Yeah, think of when you see like fictional murders in a movie or a video game. Compare it to a time when you get a minor cut on your hand.
Yeah.
But I'd say getting a paper cut on my hand has more of an effect on me mentally than seeing a fake murder on screen.
Bro, I've been having pain for like the last fucking week. I smashed my toe really fucking hard. And oof, Jesus. And I've had I went to the Comic-Con with that smashed toe.
Oh, you take some aspirin or something for it?
Yeah, but like I told you pre-show, once I really got going, I stopped limping and it really stopped hurting at some point, but still, this kind of sucks.
All right, well, tell us about the Comic-Con. What do you see there?
Yeah, the Montreal Comic-Con kind of sucks, and it's been hurt a bit by COVID. The problem is, if I have to compare it with the Ottawa, the Comic-Con does not have viewing rooms. If they do, it's just anime, so it's kind of dumb. Like, I can't go into like a viewing room, which are usually pretty great to relax, and like watch like fucking Batman the Animated Series. It's not a thing that happens, and that kind of sucks. There's also the custom panels, which are less than the Otakuto. So then all you're left with is just like big celebrity panel, and it's like, I don't know.
Like English dub voice actors.
Yeah, shit like this. But I mean, they're still real celebrities. Before COVID hit, and the same Comic-Con, there was like Chuck Norris, and there was like Danny Trejo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chuck Norris' story was pretty great, but he's a terrible storyteller.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's allowed to go to conventions, because I think he said he doesn't approve of gay marriage.
Well, I mean, we're in Canada, but at the same time, we're in Canada. It's not exactly like the US where shit like gets banned for no reason all the time. It happens a bit less. Maybe more if you're in fucking Ontario or something, but yeah.
Didn't you guys ban truck drivers from their bank accounts, though, for not wanting to get the COVID shot?
That's not you guys. That's a fucking Trudeau, and I was absolutely fucking livid.
Every country has its fucked up government, including Japan.
Basically, Trudeau just came. He voted, like the Libs voted themselves totes innocent, and that was it. And then he told everyone to vote harder and actually participate in the democracy. Because, in my opinion, them like voting themselves innocent is not fucking democracy. It's bullshit.
But didn't they end up losing power or something?
Hmm?
Didn't his party end up losing power after like a new vote?
Yeah, he doesn't have a majority, but the fucking NPD, he teamed up with him on this vote because Trudeau promised some sort of Medicare bullshit, which might or might not happen, which I'm really pissed at because all the parties just keeps letting him do whatever the fuck he wants for like breadcrumbs.
Yeah, I remember the promises of Obamacare 10 years ago. That turned out to be a huge shit show.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I'm expecting either nothing or like just breadcrumbs, and in exchange, he's allowed to do like whatever the fuck he wants. It's stupid, but we're really digressing.
Yeah, very heavy politics episode.
Yeah. Let's not talk about politics. But all right,
fuck so cops.
I've bought some shit at the dealer's room.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, like a Luigi cap. I bought like a Yuri mini Dakimakura from you know the Doki Doki Literature Club.
Okay.
And I bought a freaking Tamagotchi.
Oh, one of those electronic pets you have to take care of.
Yeah,
Why would you subject yourself to that pain?
you could just get a dog.
I have a dog, but yeah, this is kind of fun, and I actually reading the instruction, you can actually pause it. But basically, if you go to the time screen, you can press the first and the third button to change it into set time. And if you do that, it pauses it. So like you won't have any like beeping during the night or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I still don't see the appeal. Those things were popular when I was in high school, and I wanted nothing to do with them.
I don't
I mean, I think
know.
they're just toys for like little kids.
It's a fun little gadget. There was also like a Pac-Man one that I could have gotten. Lately they've also made like a Demon Slayer wands because there's multiple. Also Evangelion. But yeah, I just wanted to experience that bullshit again, and they were kind of pretty cheap.
Yeah, nostalgia is a hell of a drug.
And yeah, that's about it for the Comic Con. I saw a Charles Martinet, and I mostly went for this. Otherwise, it's kind of boring, and the big Anime Con will be in a month.
Yeah, one of the few English voice actors I give a shit about.
Yeah, and he's as great as ever. He's getting old, but he doesn't seem to be slowing down.
Yeah, that's good. His job is to make people happy, so it's good that he's like energetic and positive.
All right, so moving on to the Nintendo Direct, maybe?
Sure.
All
Yeah, we
right, so
watched this live a couple of weeks ago.
yeah, this basically ends the Summer Game Fest, not E3, even though this was completely separate. And
This
so
was a really limp year. Like, it's usually bad, but this was particularly bad.
yeah, this is pretty bad. I expect maybe like more shit at the Tokyo Game Show, but Jesus, it was awful. It was so bad that this was actually a Nintendo Direct Mini partner showcase, so only third party, and this manages to mug the rest of the conferences.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Live Alive remake. That game is underrated.
Oh, I can't wait for that also. But yeah, I'm just going through the interesting announcement. So Nier Automata is actually coming to Switch. Then we have
Inglorious 144p.
I don't know. I think it looks fine. There's also Super Bomberman R2. This was a weird announcement. I did not expect that. Super Bomberman R was kind of like a perfect launch title. So I wonder what's the single player campaign for this gonna be like. There's also a Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection, all fucking 10 games.
It's pretty sweet.
Oh yeah, I've been waiting for this.
I hate these collections of like three or four games tops.
Well,
The more they can put in it, the better.
the bad news is that it's separated in two collection, but if you purchase like both of them, it's like a full price game. So I don't know.
If you're addicted to that particular Mega Man spin-off, then this is a good deal.
It's weird that they do that. They did that with the last Mega Man collection, the Classics one. They split it into two, I think.
Yeah, this is weird, but maybe this is for letting people choose. I don't know.
It's probably just a bunch of ROMs that could easily put it on one game.
Yeah, I don't really understand the point of it, but whatever.
They could maximize sales by splitting it up a little bit.
Maybe it looks good on like their quarterly or something. I don't know.
So they also announced Pac-Man World Repack, so it's a remake of the first Pac-Man World. I've been wanting to get into the series, so that's good.
Yeah, that's a one that's like Mario 64, right?
Yeah, it's like a 3D platformer.
Okay.
Was that on the PlayStation 2, the original?
The original was on PS1, but there's
Oh,
also Pac-Man
PS1.
World 2, and there's Pac-Man. Sorry, at least World 3, I have it on GameCube.
Okay. I just remember playing one of them when I was a kid. Don't
So
remember which one.
they've also shown Mario plus Rabbit Sparks.
Yeah, that's
It
like
looks good.
a toned down XCOM, right?
Yeah, but I've heard it, like, even though it's toned down, it's good.
Yeah, because the XCOM games can get really spurgy.
So there's also Doraemon Story of Seasons, Friends of the Great Kingdom. Actually, a sequel to the Doraemon Harvest Moon.
Oh yeah, one of the authors of Doraemon died recently.
That sucks. I've heard that the first game is actually pretty fucking great, and it's probably the game is probably better than not the first, I mean the latest what the fuck is it? Oh yeah, Rune Factory. I've heard that the American localization team completely ruined the game by adding like all of the Gearman and shit. Because what happens is that instead of having like a friend, you can have like some sort of friendship conversation. They all been removed for like relationship conversation instead, and it's stupid. At least that's what I heard.
So Japan still doesn't want gay relationships.
Yeah, I believe it's entirely like the localization theme falls for this shit.
Why every single localization team in America is just fucking gay and retarded. I don't understand it.
Move localization to fucking her up.
It's San Francisco, man. Everyone there is retarded and gay.
Oh, fair enough. That
Yeah.
sucks, though. They've also
shown back Dragon Quest Treasures, so we finally got a platform for this. It's going to be on Switch.
So, what kind of game is that?
This is weird. This is some sort of like it seems to be maybe more Zelda-like. You're playing as Eric from Dragon Quest XI. It didn't look bad in
Oh
the
yeah, I remember that now. Yeah.
Yeah, this looks
I
kind of like Kingdom Hearts. I
don't know
don't know
why
why they decided to do that, but
Because
yeah,
anything Dragon Quest will make big yen.
I don't true, but I don't understand why they picked Eric of all the characters from Dragon Quest XI, the least interesting sidekick character.
What are you talking about? Eric was best bro.
Nah, he's kind of mediocre.
They could have at least picked the titty monster.
All right, so out of nowhere, Square Enix announced Arvestella, some sort of 3D Harvest Moon-like game with battles, where every winter is some sort of like seasons of death, where like everything dies, and you gotta get to the bottom of it. It looks cool, and personally, the true Squaresoft is back and smaller games like these.
By true Squaresoft, you mean like the cool stuff they made in the 90s and early 2000s?
Yes.
Because that at the time, Squaresoft was my favorite video game company, but
Exactly. They were big. They made cool shit after cool shit, and now like their fucking AAA titles are like,
yeah,
why?
Final Fantasy has turned to
Yeah.
shit, and most of their other games are just boring Final Fantasy clones and spin-offs.
Yeah. So smaller titles like these are like the Trials of Mana remake, etc., are way, way, way fucking better than anything else they're releasing. So,
Yeah, it's a step in the right direction.
They've, yes. And finally, they've also announced Persona 3 Portable, Persona 4 Golden, and Persona 5 Royal coming to Switch.
Fucking took them long enough.
Yeah, I believe Atlus is fucking retarded. They've been like putting it in survey and shit for like fucking years now. And now we're at like the fifth year of the Switch and we're just getting these. It's like, really, bro?
Yeah, the time to strike was like a month after they put Joker in Smash Brothers. Why'd they wait a few years?
For months thought that they were going to announce Persona 5 or at least one of the Persona games for Switch, and they're doing it now, like years later.
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, they released Shin Megami Tensei 5, but that was like November of last year.
Yeah, took them freaking long enough. That's not even a Persona game, though. I know it's SMT, but...
Yeah, Persona's the spinoff, but it became more popular than the main series.
Yeah. It has more normie appeal, mostly because it's a lot less punishing. Like, SMT kind of kicks you in the balls.
Yeah, those are mostly ultra-hard dungeon crawlers, but the new one's a lot easier, a lot more user-friendly.
Yeah, that's it for the Direct, and the Direct was freaking great. And that's not everything. I just, like, went through the highlights. Oh, yeah, I believe in the Japanese version, they showed more stuff, and they shown something that's actually coming here. There's a Monster Rancher game, but it's a villain from Ultraman instead of the monsters.
Yeah. Can you still like generate your own monsters using your own media?
I have no idea, but for that and the Monster Rancher 1 and 2 remakes, they actually ask people to send them CD data, and they have a massive fucking database that you can use now.
Okay, because I remember when the first one came out on PS1, I had a friend who had just huge piles of music CDs and demos for PC games, and he just tried every single one of them.
Yeah, now you can just use like a database, which is apparently pretty comprehensive.
Sorry, Full Metal, you were going to say something?
I was just wondering how was going to work, because you know, you kind of already covered it, though, because you used to have to use CDs for that game, and nobody fucking uses CDs anymore.
Surprisingly, Japan still does.
Yeah, lots of CDs. They even have, they still sell singles. I mean, I don't think I've seen like fucking singles being sold there for like ages.
Yeah, people will buy one song off iTunes or Amazon Music.
Well, that's because they usually only put out like one or two good songs on an album.
Yeah, that's exactly why they should bring back singles. Because then you purchase an album and like 70% of the song sucks.
Yeah, but for some reason, they still sell music CDs by the millions in Japan.
Yeah, but Japan actually released...
Yeah, they have like a culture of like collectors.
Yeah, they actually
like to collect shit.
They actually release a single, so...
Yeah, well, they still use fax machines to communicate.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways... Unforgivable. What else are we going to talk about? Isekai Oji-san and the Bastard adaptation?
Yeah. So what do you think of Isekai Oji-san?
It's awesome. It's low budget, but it's perfectly right for this. But somebody on the Fediverse showed me a page, and they told me like low budget is right even for the manga. What was it? The user said that it has that 3,000 hours and MS Paint feel to it, and that's true.
Yeah, the author has talent, but there are definite problems with the art. But I think that makes it look unique.
It does, and so does the anime. They put some nice animation where it belongs. Otherwise, for the kind of comedy it is, it's absolutely perfect how it's presented currently. Oh, and by the way, it's Netflix jailed. However, for God knows what reason, it's not jailed and some Netflix in Asia, which actually have English subs. An Italian sub for some reason. Is there a part of Asia that speaks fucking Italian? I don't fucking know. But
I have no idea.
it's available in English day one, thanks to some Netflix in Asia. And that means that Netflix is making you wait 2 fucking weeks for nothing.
Fucking sucks.
Thanks, Netflix. This is fucking dumb.
I guess you'll just have to pirate it or watch it on like Nine Anime or something.
Yeah, it's available on piracy sites already.
Yep.
Yeah, they're really fucking stupid doing this shit. Like, they have no idea how the anime community like operates.
But this is a unique isekai story because it's about after all the adventures are over, the retired adventurer comes back to the real world and reveals what a fuck up he is to his nephew. It's
God,
great.
it's hilarious. And also, the main character is a big gamer, the Oji-san. He was a Sega fanboy, and he's learning the
That's
art route.
great. Yeah, he like has a mental breakdown when he finds out that Sega dropped out of the console wars.
And then he used like the spell to erase his memory.
Yeah, he put himself into a coma, erased his fucking memory so he didn't have to know that.
Yeah, it's great. He could use his powers to get rich and buy Sega Corporation himself, but since he's such an incompetent loser,
Yeah, he's
he
too
never thought of
autistic.
that.
And then he talks about his first love to his nephew, and it's fucking Sonic and Tails.
Well, that's pretty common for a lot of people with autism, let's be honest.
Yeah, but
But
he
all you
was
have
in
to
a
do is
fantasy.
go.
He
All
was
you
in a
have to do is
fantasy
go on
world.
DeviantArt to figure that out.
He was in a fantasy world full of cute elf girls, but he's still pining for the mediocre Sega
Yeah, but
Saturn games.
none of them were hedgehogs.
Oh, and by the way, a reference that most people doesn't know. After Sonic and Tails, the girl he's talking about is from Alien Soldier.
Oh yeah, that game where you play a bird alien who goes through a boss rush.
Yeah, basically what happens is that you see this girl comes on the screen, and then see she transforms into a boss. But if you read the manual, there's actually a backstory about her.
Isekai Oji-san, it's great. I strongly recommend it.
It's fantastic, really. So, episode one, highly impressed, and it's one of the better show this season.
I feel like this works better as a manga than a show, but the show's still pretty good.
I don't know. I feel like I haven't read the manga, but I feel like it's the atmosphere, the budget, everything about it is just fucking perfect.
Yeah, and the comedic timing is great. It's every time the uncle says something retarded, it's always at the exact right moment for maximum lulls.
Yep. So there's also I watched a few episodes of the Bastard adaptation.
Yeah, what did you think?
It's okay so far, but I'm kind of annoyed at the little kid transformation shit.
Yeah, half the time he's this amazing hyper Chad who effortlessly slaughters his enemies and bangs hundreds of hot chicks, and half the time he's this whiny little brat.
Yeah, I was not expecting that from Bastard. It took me completely by surprise.
Yeah, I tried to keep that a secret every time I talked about Bastard.
And also, I wouldn't be surprised if the Inuyasha author actually got the Kagome and Inuyasha thing, where she says a Sid boy and Inuyasha has to do it.
Yeah, there was something like that in early Dragon Ball too, with Bulma and Oolong.
All right, then it could be coming from Dragon Ball instead. But I mean,
Yeah.
it just really made me think of Inuyasha, and I was wondering if she took it from that.
Possible. So I like Bastard, but I gotta complain about those San Fran Social Justice faggots again, because
Why?
they censored the dub dialogue for no good reason.
Fucking hell, really?
Yeah, they censored every instance of the word idiot, female
Why?
directed insults,
Why?
even the phrase ladies first.
God
Yeah,
damn it.
didn't they change like the word bitch to princess or something?
Yeah. They fucking hate these people.
It's supposed to be like crass and shit. That's the entire point.
If they don't care, the context doesn't matter to these people. They're fucking retarded.
So, how many metal band references were you able to catch in episode one alone?
I'm so familiar with the manga that I already knew all of them, but what do you think, Fullmetal?
I don't really know anything about metal, so.
Well, I do. But yeah, there's the Kingdom of Metallicana. Dark Schneider is named after a metal singer named Udo Dirk Schneider.
Oh, I see. And then there's the villain being called, like, the villain in episode
Osborne.
one. Yeah, Osborn.
Yeah, and Dark Schneider uses spells like Venom and Megadeth.
Yeah, exactly. So it was absolutely full of references, and that's crazy.
Yeah, but much like JoJo, they had to change some of the more obvious names. I guess in Japan they just don't give a shit. Or maybe they correctly see it as a tribute to the musicians in question.
Yeah, they have a different copyright law, and I think it doesn't cover shit like this.
I mean, it's just silly. When has Metallica ever sued anyone frivolously?
Yeah, this
Nice.
is dumb. Like you're being referenced in pop culture and you're suing. Fuck off.
Yeah, well, notoriously, Prince, the musician, was a total bastard about litigation. So, like, there's JoJo references to his music, like Gold Experience is the name of one of his albums. So they had to change that shit for the English version to avoid getting sued by Prince's estate.
Yeah, it's dumb, and that's why usually I wait until some subs who put back the correct names.
Yeah, fan subs, fan translations in general will usually keep that stuff intact. Unless it comes from San Francisco, then they'll fuck it up on purpose.
Fucking hell. So, all right, so anything else, or that was it for today?
I got some other stuff I want to discuss.
Sure.
Yeah, Fullmetal showed me this video titled How Urusei Yatsura Changed the Anime Industry. Because a lot of tropes we associate with anime, including the Yandere archetype, all come from this comic Rumiko Takahashi did in the early 80s.
Yeah,
It was
even
just a
if
really
they
good
didn't
video.
like, yeah, it was just a solid video. Even if they didn't originate from that manga, they did like popularize a lot of the tropes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm not surprised because that manga and anime was big in Japan, but like big.
Yeah, it probably gave a femdom fetish to thousands of young boys.
Nice.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that would explain why like every fucking harem or romance anime has like a girl like that where she's just like physically abusive and bitchy.
So,
I guess
all
dudes are just into that.
yeah, some percentage of the populace wants they have the shit beat out of them. I've also been reading the Spy X Family manga.
Nice. How is it?
It's freaking great. I think it works better as an anime, but I'm eager for more material.
Oh, it's coming back. It's one of those like two cores anime that's taking like a one season pause. So it should be back for fall or something, or maybe winter.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to see more. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it does one unique thing with the comic book format. Whenever Anya reads someone's mind, she looks up at their speech bubbles and actually reads them.
Interesting.
That's fucking funny. I like that.
So when she gets words wrong, it's not just because she's a kid, it's because she read it wrong.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah. Also, Kengan Omega has gotten better recently.
So oh, really?
Last time I talked about it, I complained that it was in the middle of a really shitty story arc.
I remember seeing random threads and popping up complaining about it in the last few months.
Like, that series is all about fighting tournaments, but man, this has got to be the worst fighting tournament I've ever seen. It just did so many stupid decisions, and it went on for frickin' ever. But now that they're through with that, it seems to be introducing a better written new story, new plot arc. So
at least,
So I'm looking forward to these weekly releases now.
So anything else?
I've been playing some games.
Sure, wish.
I saw All Bones Jones playing Ender Lilies, Quietus of the Nights.
Oh yeah, I have it pre-ordered.
It's a 2D Dark Souls clone / Metroidvania.
Sorry, I have it pre-ordered from Limited Run Games.
Oh, a physical copy?
Yeah, so I'm waiting for my copy to arrive. Jones wasn't too hot on it at the beginning, but they kind of warm to it. I think it's just that the first area sucks, but that's true of a lot of games.
Yeah, I played it about an hour. I wasn't terribly impressed, but I might play some more.
Yeah, so just play more. The first area is not so good, too easy, or etc. Basically, the tutorial zone. It's like this in a lot of games.
Yeah, you play as a small child who kills zombies and shit by summoning spirits like JoJo stands. But it's heavily inspired by Dark Souls.
Yeah, and it looks gorgeous. It's all like hand drawn or something.
Yeah, the visuals are great, but I sometimes had trouble telling the difference between background and foreground.
Oh, that sucks when that happens.
So sometimes I'd jump on what I thought was a safe platform, but I'd tumble into a pit. Also, the game runs like shit on my computer, and there's no option to reduce the video settings.
Oh, really? That's surprising, because Jones, he doesn't have like an i3. He has a 4-core. He's able to play the game somehow, but the cutscenes takes like 100% CPU, and he has to skip them.
Oh well, my computer is really out of date, so that's mostly my fault.
Yeah, to talking about computer out of date, I just got my email for the Steam Deck.
Oh, sweet.
So it's coming soon, and I can't wait. It's been long.
There are any games in particular you want to play on it?
I want to play visual novels, because visual novels just being stuck on the computer playing them kind of sucks. I mean, you can use the Steam Link thing on your cell phone. It works, but it's still not terribly comfortable. Playing in the Steam Deck is going to be great, and expect a full review. I will be trying a lot of stuff on it.
Awesome, I'm looking forward to it. I'll probably buy one eventually.
Well, even if you pre-order like now, they have ramped up production like crazy. So you might not end up waiting that long.
Well, I'll probably wait for a second version to come out.
Sure.
I usually do that with new hardware.
Wait for them to iron out all the bugs and shit.
Yeah, because there'll always be a new version that's smaller, better, and cheaper.
Yeah, it could stand to be a little bit more powerful, but as far as I'm aware, it's powerful enough to emulate the Switch almost no problem. So that's pretty powerful in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing's like the size of a skateboard, though. So how portable is it really?
We'll see. We'll see. But then again, the Switch is not terribly portable. The thing is that more and more people have bags on them, and they bring like their iPads or whatever on the bus. So if people do this already, why not a Switch? Why not a Steam Deck? You know?
Yeah. Not a huge difference in size, I guess.
Yeah, it's not. The iPads are fucking huge too, and they're not heavy, but I mean they're huge and they're shit to play games on. So might as well have something good to play games on. All right. So anything else?
Yeah. There's one other game I've been playing. It's called Metal Unit.
I have never heard of that.
It's a Chinese game. It's a side-scrolling hack and slash platformer with some roguelike elements.
Okay, can you type the name in the chat? Metal Unit. All right, let me check that on Steam.
So, you play as a cute girl in a robot suit who fights other robots. But since it's made in China, there's no nudity or gore or questioning the government. But it has randomized levels and different bosses can appear at the end of them. I found it pretty addictive so far.
That looks pretty decent.
Oh, it also has built-in cheats if you want to. Like, you can give your character invincibility or unlock all the weapons if you feel like it. It's just right there if you want to choose it.
Very nice. It looks really nice. I've never heard of that. Well, where did you hear of it?
On the most recent Steam sale, it just popped up on my queue, and it looked pretty cool. And it was on sale for like $10, so I gave it a try, and I ended up really liking it.
God, the Steam queue is so good somehow. Like, I do actually also discover interesting things in the queue. I don't know how they do it, but Steam, they've been trying to make people discover things, and it actually fucking works.
Well, they do like the opposite thing that Google does. See, Steam actually wants you to buy things that you want. Google wants you to buy things you don't want.
It's pretty accurate.
That's true.
Oh, and one other thing before we go.
Sure.
I listen to tons of podcasts while I'm at work. There's this one video game podcast called They Create Worlds. And whenever it covers something, it usually covers a specific game company and goes into incredible detail. It's like several chapters from a nonfiction book. And recently they had a few episodes talking about Nintendo. And surprisingly, they covered all the time of Nintendo Corporation from the start, just up to like the 70s, even before video games were invented. And it's still really fascinating stuff.
Please link it. That sounds interesting.
Sure. So that's a podcast I can recommend. One of the hosts talks kind of like Elmer Fudd, but the content of the podcast is very high quality. I should give them money on Patreon.
I should be trying to imitate Elmer Fudd, but I don't fucking remember how he talks anymore. It's been too long.
Like a Canadian.
Can you do it then?
No.
Okay.
I can do Alex Jones and Meatwad. That's about it.
That's a weird combination.
It's the voice God gave me, man.
Do Alex Jones Meatwad.
At the same time?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, just split yourself like a cell, just split into two people.
No, like, do Meatwad that talks like Alex Jones.
All right, look at this shit going on right here. The globalists are trying to introduce this DNA-altering bullshit into our bloodstreams. And we're not gonna take it.
It's not bad.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's not bad.
All right, so anything else, Full Metal, anything you want to talk about before we close?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to talk about you and how much of a bitch you is. This nigga called me a negative Nancy in the DMs. A negative Nancy.
Yeah, he told me that.
Because I said Yusha Yamamasu wasn't good.
It's fucking good, you bitch. Fight.
No, it was mid at best, bro. Come on. No cap.
Freaking Zoomers, man. No taste.
For real.
Watch Birdie Wing.
No.
Well, the first episode was okay, but if I want to see cute girls doing sports, I have lots of better options.
Yeah, anime about the butt sports? That's a very...
Keijo.
That was a very misleading name. Yeah, Keijo. Yeah, see, that's high art.
All right, let's wrap this up. Come to the Fediverse, yada yada. Oh, I have an email now, so... I want to interact with the audience more whenever possible.
Oh, I almost forgot to talk about one thing, but let me fucking reattach my pup's filter.
What, you were flailing around and knocked it off your microphone? So
somehow, yeah.
The show email is garbageday@cock.li.
Why?
Because it's fun. So
fair enough.
Yeah, if the viewers have any questions for us, any stuff they want to cover, any comments on current or previous episodes, just email garbageday@cock.li. And
you're just
that's
get
it.
People emailing you like racial slurs.
Well, I mean, they can do that in the Fetty.
Yeah.
That's true. I do that.
All right. So the last thing I almost forgot to talk about is Ring Fit Adventure. I've actually been playing that.
Oh, you decided to stop being a fat bastard?
Yeah, exactly. And while this game might not impress gym bros, man, this game makes me sore as shit. Like, I hurts and on like muscles hurts where I didn't know like the core hurt.
It gives you a decent little workout.
Oh, you actually played it?
Yeah, I played it a little bit.
Like the ring is actually a good workout device, and because you have to also strap a Joy-Con to your leg, the game actually knows if you're doing things properly or not. So basically, you go into a level, you jog, you get tokens and shit until some sort of RPG battle starts, and when the RPG battle starts. Instead of doing like normal turn by turn at attacks, you actually choose some kind of training sets to do, like squats, etc. And you can't off as them because you'll do no damage if you do that. And
it plays like an RPG, right?
Yeah, when you get into the bowels, and this is where like you do most of your big training. But also, if you don't like the main game, you can just make up your own training regimen with the side modes. So it's really good. It made me sweat in parts I didn't know I could sweat. And
your ass crack.
No, not my ass crack. And yeah, but basically I never sweat from the head, like from the hair. And my hair, once I'm done with this shit, my hair is fucking wet. And
sounds like money well spent then.
Oh, really? This is a really good, I think, core workout. If you're new to exercise and everything, I think this is a really good motivation to do more. Gym bros might not be impressed, but I'd like, exactly now that you have an email, I want gym bros' opinion. What do they think of it if they've actually played it? We'll actually
read
it. It's
CrossFit if it was a video game.
I suppose.
That's basically it. It's just a light workout.
Well, you guys know I look exactly like my avatar. I am a 7-foot bodybuilder with cool hair.
Yeah, no chance.
Yeah, you look like a Baki character.
All right, anything else we want to cover?
Nope, I think that's it.
Full Metal, you have anything?
Nah.
All right. So, come to the Fediverse, email us your questions, yada yada. Good night.
Later.
Fuck off.
This is the kind of anime I'm into. Operation 8, Slave Warrior Maya 1. The first of a 2-episode story arc and based on from a manga series of the same name, so it has a literary underpinning. Mm-hmm. This episode begins the story of Maya Mizutani, an average Japanese college student who is transported to an alternate dimension and inadvertently fulfills a prophecy. Maya is transported to another world where she meets 2 lizard-like creatures who use trickery to convince her to take off all of her clothes.
Wait, what's it called? Devices?
So, cool devices, Operation 8 Slave Warrior Maya.
Okay, I'm just going to do a little research myself.
Yeah. The lizards trick her into taking off her clothes, and she's sold into slavery to Lord Estelagar and is used in experiments to turn her into a sex slave. She escapes and evades recapture by using a hidden power within herself to slaughter her opponents. This display of power gets the attention of 2 warring human and alien factions. Maya is recaptured, subjected to more sexual experiments.
Damn, they got my bitch Maya back in the zone. And then in the fuck palace.
And then she's transformed into a hermaphrodite.
No, they give her a cock?
She's trained into a hermaphrodite, and then she's transferred into a dominatrix, or she's transferred to a dominatrix, who is given instructions to break her will and turn her into a sex slave. Keep in mind, she's been now 3 different iterations of sex slaves.
Dude, I'm watching this actually on
Hentai, on Hulu.
HAHO.MO.
You know how Netflix, their like stock price dropped like 60% overnight? Mm-hmm. What if they're like, we're getting rid of password sharing, and also we're putting the Cool Devices series on the main page.
They gotta put Hentai. Okay,
we're going full Hentai.
Dude, she's getting her fucking pussy popped by some guy with iron hands right now.
Yeah, in captivity, Maya meets another slave, Lena, who is not used for sex, and then in parentheses, until the end of the episode.
Nice.
Damn, honestly, this bitch is kind of good. She's kind of hot, honestly. I'm watching this. A robot's got pussy juice all over his head. Yeah. I love this. Yeah, so it's a robot that's finger popping her, checking her out.
Yeah.
And she's being raped, and she's so wet. Yeah. This in this manga where it's like she's dripping because she's like, stop, but her pussy loves it.
They escape, but they are quickly caught. Lena is punished through sexual intercourse. Meanwhile, the dominatrix implants a parasitic alien mass into Maya's uterus through her mechanically stretched vagina to lower her inhibitions and forces her to copulate with Lena.
Dude, they got her hooked up. There's a tube in her pussy, and the little lizards are like, "Hey, my bad. We just saw that you were a nice piece of pussy pie, and we know we could get a nice." They're just like, "Our bad. You were just going to be expensive." And now they're tugging on the metal that's in her pussy right now. Yeah. They're just hanging out. They're not even sexually doing it. They're just like, "Oh, this is kind of nice. Yeah. This is a nice machine."
Are you trying not to come right now, Sav?
You know, I'm really not that aroused by this. I also did beat off this morning.